Okay, welcome back to English for Kids. Today I have another special guest. His name begins with the letter R. Can you guess his name? No, not rabbit. No, not rat. What's your name, buddy?
Riley.
His name is Riley. It's his first time on our show. We always have a lot of special guests. And today we have Riley here. Riley, how old are you?
9 years old.
You're 9 years old? Okay, okay. Speak a little bit louder. It's okay. So I could hear you. Okay, today we're going to talk about shells. All right. Do you guys know what a shell is? Oh, someone just saw a spider back there, was it? Someone got scared. Okay, let's come back here. Something crazy is happening in the back, but it's okay. Let's come back here. What were we talking about? Bananas? Riley, what was it?
Shells.
Oh, shells. Shells. Can you say that word with me together? Shells.
Shells.
Yes, it's a shells. Do you guys know what shells are? There's many animals that have shells. Riley, can you think of an animal that has a shell?
Turtle.
Oh, can you say turtles have shells?
Turtles have shells.
Yes, turtles have shells. What else? So, what do shells do? Do you know why they have shells? Why don't you take a guess?
They protect themselves.
They protect themselves? All right, that's correct. So, animals have shells to protect themselves. What other animals have shells? Riley, do you know what other animals have shells?
Snails.
Oh, snails. Snails have shells. Okay. All right. So, is there any more? That's it? Turtles and snails? You can't think of any more. How about these ones? Have you ever been to the beach? Have you ever been to the beach?
Oh, crabs.
Crabs have shells. Okay, so snails have shells. Turtles have shells. And crabs have shells. And shells, they protect the animals to defend against predators. Do you know what a predator is?
Yes.
What is it?
An animal that eats another animal.
Yes. And it's usually a stronger or bigger animal. So if the turtle will, the shell protects it against predators. So when a predator bites on them, they'll hide in the shell and they won't be able to bite through the shell. My tooth, the shell is too hard. Okay, and sometimes it's like a little home for them. Oh, do you know there's a type of crab? They go from shell to shell?
Hermit crabs.
Say that again louder.
Hermit crabs.
Oh, hermit crabs have shells, but they take other animals' shells. Okay. Do you take other animal shells, Riley?
No.
No, you don't. You don't need to live in a shell. But you know what? People use shells too. Like your helmet is like a shell on your head. Do you wear a helmet when you ride a bicycle? Ryan just shook his head. That means no. Okay, sometimes, but when it's really dangerous or when you're going really fast, you should wear a helmet. And you just pointed to something in your room, like a shiny thing. Ah, that's a seashell, right? Did you pick that up at the sea?
No.
Oh, no. That looks really shiny. Let me see that thing. Here. You guys hear that thing? Okay,
sometimes you could hear the... Listen, I'm going to put this close to the microphone. Maybe you guys could hear it. Oh, do you? It's,
you can hear this like echoey sound.
And when I talk into it, it sounds like this. Hello.
You want to try?
Hello.
Okay, this is a big shell. Ha 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 ha.
Okay. This is, I don't know what animal. This probably was a crab shell, was it? It's like big and pointy. Usually it's not shiny. They polished it to make it shiny. You polish something to make it shiny. So those are shells, and there's actually a lot of other animals that have shells. I'm gonna look it up right now.
I know, but I don't know the English.
So turtles have shells. There's another thing that looks like a turtle, but they can't swim. Do you know what it's called?
Tortoise.
Tortoise. Tortoise have shells.
Oh.
Sea urchins have shell. They're really spiky. Crabs have shells. Oh, clams. Do you like to eat clams?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, do you know this animal? We're looking up some animals right now. This thing looks... Do you know what that is?
No.
That's an armadillo. An armadillo has a shell. What's an armadillo in Chinese? Do you know this one?
No.
Oh, I don't know that either. Okay, we'll look it up later. Turtles. Snakes don't have shells. Let's see. Scallops have shells. Scallops have shells. These are some of them you can eat. Some cockroaches have shells. Do you know what a cockroach is? That's why they're so crunchy when you step on them. Because you crunch their shell. Ugh. Oh, shrimp. Do you know shrimp have shells?
Yes.
Yeah? Shrimps have shells. Shells, shells, shells. Okay, guys. I hope you know that word. Shells. So there's so many animals that have shells. Maybe you could think about other animals that have shells. Or where else do you see shells that aren't on animals? Like a helmet is a shell, right? And if you wear an armor, you know, Iron Man, his armor is a shell that protects him. Or that outside of the car is also like a shell that protects you inside the car. Or maybe you are driving right now and you're inside the car. The outside of that car, that metal part, is a shell that's protecting you. Okay, guys, I hope you guys had fun and you learned about shells, and you could use this word and say it and know how to use it in your other English sentences. So keep practicing, listen, learn new words, say them, and learn new words again. All right. Hey, Riley, it was fun talking to you. I hope you can come on the show again, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.